This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody
how they have the power to keep her out of office. That's what he was talking about. That is what
generally, but specifically he was saying, so he was talking about what he can't do anything after the election except the Second Amendment people.
We know Donald Trump is not particularly indirect. If Donald Trump was going to say something like that, he'd say something like that. I was there. I'd like the people at home to realize that the first time that any of us had any idea that that is the way it was interpreted is when the Clinton spin machine interpreted it that way, spun it out to a press that is willing to hit him every day, bang, 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 and then ask us the question.
But in real time, you had people like the former CIA director, Michael Hayden, raising the exact same question.
It wasn't in real time. It was after the Clinton spin machine spun it out. They spun it out within about 8 minutes. Bam, like that. That is not what he intended. What he intended is very, very simple. What he intended was that they should vote against her.
I guess that's the question.
With a crowd like that, if that's what they thought he meant, they'd have gone wild.
Well, we did see that one guy behind
him. Oh, which brings me to the guy behind Hillary Clinton, who's the father of a person who killed 49 people, who wounded 53 people, ends up being invited to sit in a prime position behind Hillary Clinton. And you got to ask yourself, number one, who invited him? We still don't know. And number two, what drew him to Hillary Clinton?
Well, they're saying they didn't invite him, and she's disavowed any of his
support. Why is he such an avid supporter? What is drawing him to Hillary Clinton, holding a big sign up about what a great president she's going to be? This is a guy who supports the Taliban, who's anti-American, who himself has supported terrorist organizations, who has said that God is going to punish homosexuals. He is a homophobe of the worst kind, and he is a very, very radical Islamic extremist. What's drawing him to Hillary Clinton? People should ask that question. What brings him to Hillary Clinton? I believe it's her soft stance on Islamic extremist terrorism, which she and the president have had since the president's been in office.
He shows up at her rally. She disavows that support. Meantime, you've got these 50 national security officials in Republican administrations who are saying they cannot support Donald Trump because he lacks self-control. He'd be the most reckless president in American history. It includes people that you supported strongly in the past. Michael Chertoff, who worked for you, former Homeland Security Secretary. Tom Ridge, former Homeland Security Secretary. These are not Democrats. These are not Clinton supporters. These are people who are worried about Donald Trump.
Well, first of all, there are some of them that I respect a lot, and they're good friends of mine, and they'll remain good friends of mine. But I have a disagreement with them. And they don't know Donald Trump the way I do. I know him for 28 years. I know he's a responsible man, a very, very successful man, a man who's achieved a great deal, and a man who can be trusted much better than Hillary Clinton, who has been found to be extremely careless with the use of national security information. Extremely careless is like, oh gosh, the kindest way you could say it. And this email after email is now spilling out, one after another, after another, after another. And we still have 30,000 that she destroyed. Now, and what I suspected is true. What I suspected is that she destroyed a lot of those emails because it shows a connection between Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State and the money being raised for the foundation and Bill Clinton speaking.
Doesn't Donald Trump have to get more careful with his words if he were going to get that message out?
No, you have to stop misinterpreting him. And you have to stop putting words in his mouth that he didn't say, didn't mean. I drove from that venue to the plane, got on the plane, I was with him all throughout. He had no idea that anybody would interpret his words that way. And it was a big surprise. My first reaction when I heard the call was, well, this will go away in a minute. I mean, it's such a stupid thing to suggest that he would say something like that. And it was so obvious to all of us what he meant.
Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us this morning.
Let's go to
Lara.
George, thank this blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Our commitment to you is that we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. That's what it's all about, and this is why I've always enjoyed our next guest particularly. It's always good to have Ray Comfort with us, a Los Angeles, California filmmaker whose movies have been seen by millions. He claims to destroy atheism with one scientific question, and knowing Ray, I believe that to be the case. He reveals this in a new movie called The Atheist Delusion. Ray Comfort, how you doing? Good to have you with us, brother.
Thank you for having me on. It really sounds hard to believe, but you can see it on camera. We've got one scientific question that not just stops the mouth of atheists, but makes them believe in God within minutes. And we're thrilled to say that thousands of people have downloaded the movie already in the first 2 days. It's going free on YouTube in about 2 months. And you can see these atheists, they begin processing with their eyes, and you see them like a light switching on, and it's absolutely wonderful and brings a lot of people to tears, including myself.
Well, Ray, what I've always appreciated about your approach is that, you know, as I was discussing with somebody the other day, in fact, was talking about you, because I thought about you immediately when I heard somebody trying to argue in, you know, and I mean argue in such a way it was like a debate. And I said to them, he was an evangelist, I said, I've never heard of anybody being argued into heaven. And how I appreciate is that you ask questions and you allow people through their own understanding and perception to come to the answer that either makes sense to them or it doesn't, and if it does make sense to them, then they have a clear choice to make.
Yeah, it's apparently called the Socratic method, where after Socrates, where you just ask questions to people and get them to question their own beliefs, and this is what you see happening. And I think I copied it off Jesus, actually. Where he said, you know, the commandments.
Yeah, that's a good person to copy. Why not?
Huh? Yeah, right. So there's no copyright on it. Right. King James Version. But in Mark 10, verse 17, you see a young man come running to Jesus, kneel down and say, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus asked him a question. He says, why do you call me good? There's none good but God. And what he was doing was bringing the standard of God's goodness to the heart of this person. Most people, if you ask them if they're a good person, will say, yes, I'm a very good person. The Bible says every man will proclaim his own goodness. That's because he's ignorant of the righteousness or the goodness of God. In God's book, good is moral perfection, the thought, word, and deed. And the way to show that moral perfection is just do what Jesus did. He said, you know the commandments, and he named 5 of the 10 commandments. And that's what we should do. We should move away from the intellect, the place of the knowledge of right and wrong, to the conscience. Or should I say we should move away from the intellect, that carnal mind, to the place of the knowledge of right and wrong, the human conscience, because the conscience has the commandments written on the human heart. So that's what happens in the movie. It's nothing special that I'm doing. It's something that anyone can do. They just have to learn the process, and to do that, you just got to look at Scripture.
Well, I got to tell you, I used your questioning technique many times based on your previous movies, and of course, a very powerful was, you know, the 360 movie for me in dealing with the issue of abortion.
It was actually 180, but 180. Came around the second
okay.
time.
Well, you know, I enjoyed it so much I went around twice, you know, so that's how I came up with 360, okay?
Oh, that's
yes,
funny.
180.
But yeah, that's a very exciting one, too. That was actually an accident, that making of that movie. It was originally called Hitler's Religion, and I was at a university or a college. And I asked a question of I think it was an atheist or someone. They were very adamantly against what happened in Nazi Germany, and then they turned out to be pro-abortion. And so I began asking questions, and the guy got very, very angry and walked off. And I was just delighted to get the footage and look down, and I'd turned my camera off when I thought I was turning it on. And I was so embarrassed and so regretful of that happening, because I was in direct sunlight. It was hard to see what was going on the screen. I didn't even tell anyone for about a week, and then I thought, you know, that was amazing. I'm going to go back and do that again and stay with the Holocaust and the abortion issue. And I did, and that 180 movie has had over 5 million views. We've given out or sold over a million DVDs, and it's been on television to 198 countries. So God has used it despite the mess that we make of things. He can bring good out of it, and it turned out to be really, really exciting.
Well, and like you said at the very beginning, it connects us with our conscience and with God. And this is most important because, as Jesus said, again, using him as an example, we've got to come to God in spirit and in truth. And that is our connection with our conscience because, as you say, that is imprinted on our very spirits. But if we don't plug into that, there is no way we're going to be able to begin to approximate the truth of God and understand what's going on, and we'll continue to be frustrated and run along with the crowd, so to speak.
You know, what happens with atheists is you can answer their question about bats not being birds and all these silly things they bring up, and they'll just run off and get more questions because they don't want answers. They're seeking for evidence of God's existence, like a man who's crawling through a desert, dying of thirst, is seeking a block of salt to lick. It's just no way they want evidence. They want to justify
exactly.
Their own foolishness so they can carry on in their sins, because atheism opens a golden door to wonderful pleasures for the sinful heart. If there's no God, then fornication is not wrong. Neither is adultery, nor is pornography or blasphemy or homosexuality. If there's no God, then anything goes. Anything society says, yeah, okay, you can do it with no qualms of conscience. But as Christians, we know that every idle word a man speaks, he gives an account thereof on the day of judgment. And if you look at a woman with lust, you commit adultery in your heart. And there's a God whose wrath abides on us every time we sin, because he's good and holy and just. And so we love these people enough to tell them the truth, and that God's willing to forgive and grant them everlasting life. So how can we not shout that from the housetops?
Yeah, and Ray, I want people to really hear what you just said in your heart, is you love people enough. And that's what Christianity is all about. I mean, if you're truly converted and you're following, following the way of the Master, as you say, then you're gonna follow his example. And his example leads with love. And it's interesting that today's culture, how it's crying out for love these days, right?
Absolutely, and they're looking in the wrong places, and the epitome of love is God in Christ revealing his love to the world. And we have a message of wrath and judgment and righteousness, but that leads up to the gospel, the good news of God's love in Christ. And it's like a doctor with a cure to cancer. He's not going to give the cure to a patient who doesn't believe he's got cancer. He's not going to appreciate or appropriate the cure. He first must go through the difficult task of pointing out the symptoms to the diseased person, so they become convinced, and so they see their need of the cure. And that's all we do when we go through those commandments and say, have you lied or stolen? If you look with lust, you're in big trouble on Judgment Day. We're diagnosing the disease, so they say, wow, I'm terminal. What can I do? And then we say, hey, there is a cure, and that's when they appreciate the gospel. And that'll never happen while we're unloving. You know, I had lunch or dinner with 40 atheists some time ago. They asked me to join them for dinner, and I just, this is a highlight of my life. I grabbed the waiter secretly, and I said, give me the bill. He says, what? I said, give me, because he was Hispanic, and I was New Zealander, and a little bit of the difficulty there. And I said, give me the bill. And he said, oh, okay. And he did, secretly, and I paid it. And then when the atheists threw their money in the middle of the table, I said, okay, I got it. I said, you what? And I had the joy of sitting there and having all these atheists walk past and say, Mr. Comfort, thank you so much for paying for dinner. And when I left that place, I was just clicking my heels. You know, it really is, in that instance, more blessed to give than receive because of the fact they are seeing evidence of your love. It's not just words.
Yes,
and, you know,
exactly.
a free hamburger from a Christian to an atheist is worth a thousand sermons because it shows love in action.
Well, Ray, we got to go to break. We'll be right back with Ray Comfort. We're talking about his latest movie.
Hi, I'm Jen London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today. Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Welcome Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And our conversation with Los Angeles, California filmmaker Ray Comfort continues. Ray, I want to give you an opportunity because the way it happens with you and me, we get to talking and then we forget some of the most vital information that we need to pass on to everybody because people say, how do I get in touch with Ray Comfort? How do I get my hands on the movie and everything? So let's do this right now up front while we're thinking of it.
Yeah, they just can go to atheistmovie.com. Atheistmovie.com, and the details will be there.
Okay. And for the ministry, you know, for your ministry, they can also check that out. And how do they do that?
Livingwaters.com. We've got a stack of free stuff on there. They can listen to free audios, watch free videos. We've got a YouTube channel with 39 million views on it, and there's a stack, and there's over 1,000 free clips for people to see that are really fascinating, witnessing clips, on the street clips that are very short and punchy and equipping at the same time. So they're all free, and you can get lots of stuff to help you.
Well, Ray, in your new movie, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, but my passion at the moment is a new movie, The Atheist Delusion, that's easily the best thing we've ever done. People keep telling us that, and it'll bring you to tears. Todd Friel just sent us an endorsement today. He says, how come I haven't got to endorse this thing? And he sent one that said, forget the Hallmark Channel. If you want to be brought to tears, watch this movie. It's absolutely wonderful. And it really is, because it was another movie that was made by mistake. I went to a college to promote one of my books for one of my publishers, and I asked a question, and it just caused the atheist to change his mind about God, and it blew me away. And I'd never asked atheists that question before, and it really is scientifically based. It's quite simple, but it transforms the mind of an atheist who is reasonable. That's the only thing you need, and the word reasonable and atheist are actually oxymorons. They don't go together, but every now and then you get one who's a thinker, who's open to reason, and this will transform him to where he believes in God's existence in minutes just by watching the movie.
Well, we're going to ask about that question in just a second here, but speaking of praise for the atheist, the new movie, The Atheist Delusion, Alex Kendrick, director of War Room and Courageous, said, check out The Atheist Delusion. Not only will it make you think, but it will confirm there is a God who created and loves each of us. Powerful, he says. Ken Ham, who was on with us a week ago, president of the Ark Encounter and Answers in Genesis, says, compelling, engages atheists like never before. Outspoken atheists such as Bill Maher and Richard Dawkins say that they would believe in God if there was scientific evidence. This movie calls their bluff, Ray Comfort. So what was the question that you happenstantially came across to ask?
You really think I'm going to tell you? That's the teaser. That'll cause people to go watch the movie, but it's going to come out free on YouTube.
Yes.
At the end of September. And we're excited about that because so many atheists are already reviewing the movie. And we're going to send, I think, 100 copies to atheist sites, the top atheists, if I can call them that, to review it. And that's what we want to reach. We want to reach these many, many people, not only atheists, but people who are just saying, oh, I thought it was just faith, believing in God. You know, there's such confusion. So much of the world thinks faith is just believing despite the evidence. But we don't talk about, when we talk about faith as Christians, we're not talking about a belief in God's existence. That's axiomatic. We know God exists. Creation is proof of a creator. You can't have a creation without a creator. You can't have a building without a builder. You can't have a painting without a painter. We know God exists. We don't just believe it. When we speak of trust, or when we speak of faith in God, we're speaking of a trust. Like I trust my wife. Like I trust my doctor. My doctor gives me pills. Don't know what they are, but I just drop them down, take a glass of water, and it could be poison, but I trust him. I trust my pilot. Some people even still trust politicians, some of them. But we have faith all around us. We sit in a chair, we're exercising faith. When we eat a meal made by another, a stranger in a restaurant, we're exercising faith. That's trust, and that's the sort of trust or faith we're talking about when we talk about faith in God. God will never, ever betray a trust. He has faithfully promised, and the Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. Well, human beings lie, they let us down, and our trust is destroyed, but not never with God. You'll never be disappointed if your trust is in the God who cannot lie.
Exactly. Well, Ray Comfort, as he explained, made the movie after taking a camera to Southern California universities and asking atheists this scientific question that you have to see the movie. And you knew I had to ask you the question, Ray, because people are saying, okay, what is the question? Well, you got to see the movie to get the question, right? Easy enough.
That's right. And then, okay, like I said, in 2 months it'll be free on YouTube, so anyone will better watch it, and we hope millions do.
Well, it is the Atheist Delusion, and again, remind everybody, Ray, where they can go to get their hands on the movie.
Atheistmovie.com, atheistmovie.com.
Now, Ray, like in the movie 180 and other, you know, interviews and movies that you've done, as you say, you've approached it Socratically, and you come up with these questions that God has really dropped into your spirit. I know you take no personal credit for it, and you've been available and used by God in a very powerful way and in a loving way, because this is all about connecting people with the truth. I mean, it still is so significant for people, and this is why they're crying out and they're so confused. And I guess in some sense we can be thankful for what this culture is going through right now, because they're starting to realize, like somebody who is drowning, is that they can't save themselves, right?
Yeah, and I think there's a lesson to be learned when you go out for a meal in a restaurant. You can be a businessman and you're talking $1 million deal, and the waitress will just come walking up and butt in. She won't just stand there politely. She says, "Are you guys ready to order?" And she's been trained to do that because she knows what you want. You are there to eat. So she's confident. And we've got to have the same confidence. You know, we just don't stand there as Christians and hope someone comes to us. We've got to go and butt into this world because we've got something they want. Every minute, 100 people die. Every hour, 6,000. Every day, 150,000. Every year, 54 million people pass into this black hole called death that people don't talk about. It's fearful. It's horrific. And yet we have the answer. Jesus Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So what we've got to do is be bold. And if we can't be bold and go to university and stand on a soapbox, or even we're fearful to approach strangers, when this movie comes out on YouTube, all you have to do is click the send button. You can send it all over the world. You know, as I said, 39 million views on our YouTube channel. People are coming under the sound of the gospel through this very powerful thing called social media. And we want people to take advantage of it while we still have the freedom to do so.
Exactly. And Ray, you know, to your point, people are asking, you know, for people of the church and people with a moral compass. Interestingly enough, Gallup conducted a poll here probably about 9 months ago and proved that secular America was asking, you know, in essence, where is the church? Where is their voice? And I find it quite ironic because these very same people told the church that they didn't want them in the public square. They didn't want their opinion anymore. They didn't want their Bible thumping. And so here it is. They've been doing as they darn well please, as you mentioned earlier, you know, just living according to their flesh and realizing that there truly is no benefit after the pleasure is gone. The benefit is death and chaos, and here they are living it, and they're going, I need help. And so they're basically crying out to the church and people who have that answer that you're speaking of to speak up.
Yeah, I think there's been a problem that we've got men in pulpits that are high profile, that are nothing but motivational speakers. They're not sons of thunder. They're not men of righteousness. They don't speak the truth in love. They just tell people how they can improve their lives. And what's happened is the world has said, well, Christianity is irrelevant. We can get success with principles outside of Christianity. And so Jesus said, when that happens, when we lose our salty influence, the church becomes despised and men trample it underfoot. And that's exactly what's happened. The world should be coming to the church for a moral compass. The church is irrelevant as far as they're concerned because we haven't stood up and preached moral absolutes. We've got rid of the Ten Commandments. How often do you hear modern preachers expound those commandments as Jesus did in the Sermon on the Mount and cause people to tremble because they're saying God's a God of righteousness and saying you need a Savior because God holds the breath of your nostrils in His hand, and if He says you're going today, you're going. The fear of God isn't put in the hearts of people, either in the pews or in the streets, and that's what we need to get back to, because through the fear of the Lord, men depart from sin, and the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and we need to get back to that sort of preaching.
Well, the Atheist Delusion pulls back the curtain, reveals what's going on in the mind of those who deny the obvious, follow a number of atheists as they go where the evidence leads, and display an honesty that is rarely seen on film. Ray Comfort said this is without a doubt the best movie he has ever produced, and it's all based on one question, and I know you want to know what that one question is. And Ray, tell them where they can go to get connected with the movie.
Atheistmovie.com. Atheistmovie.com.
Ray Comfort, thank you so much for being with us.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time.
I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have serving you across this great country of ours, I thank you for joining us and joining in on the good fight to get this country back on track. And always in the fight and the fray with us is Carl Gallup, senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, an Amazon top 60 best-selling author, conservative talk radio host, heard nationally and internationally since 2002. He's also a prolific TV, radio, and print media guest commentator and a former decorated Florida law enforcement officer. He is also a current sworn special deputy with the Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff's Office under the appointment of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Who else? Hey, Carl, how you doing, buddy? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your great audience. Thanks.
Well, good to be along here for the ride. We've got so much to talk about. And first of all, in this long list of topics that we can run down here, I know you had a lot to comment regarding the stay by SCOTUS on the Title IX DCL Obama transgender bathroom order for our public schools. You call it a ploy.
Well, I call it a possible ploy, and I also say that I pray to the Lord that I am wrong. Mm. I hope that I have to come on this program a few months from now and say, well, I sure missed that one. But let me tell you the rat that I smell. This is a complex and ongoing issue, and I'll make it short and brief and not complex here. But the bottom line is this Obama bathroom order. Now, that's what the media calls it. But literally, the DCL, the Dear Colleague letter that he sent out, which is like an executive order from Title IX, he sent it. It's an interpretation of Title IX. It's not the law. The DCL says it's not the law. But it's not just about bathrooms. It says that any student at any time can approach a school official and say, let's just take the example of a boy. The boy can say, I feel more like a girl. I feel like I identify with the female gender. And he doesn't have to have sexual change surgery, doesn't have to be on hormone therapy. All he has to do is say, I identify more with the female gender. And they have to, according to this order, allow him to start using the girls' bathrooms and the girls' showers and the girls' dressing rooms and the girls' overnight sleeping facilities. It actually says this. This is way more criminal and insane than simply the bathroom order. The media kind of covers it up by saying Obama's transgender bathroom order, but it's so much more insane than that. And then it tells the school officials, you cannot check his school record. You cannot claim his past identity upon him. You cannot order a medical test, a DNA test. If he says he feels like a girl, you've got to let him do it. And it doesn't really specify how many times he can change his mind. And it
exactly.
Also
that's
says,
what I was going to ask you. I go, is this a flip of a switch kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't say that, but it doesn't say it's not either. There's no mechanism for any kind of safety. So the bottom line is, this thing has stirred up so much controversy. There's 20 states suing the federal government now. People all over the nation are in an uproar. Parents are in an uproar. School boards are in an uproar. School boards are being sued both ways, by the transgendered and by the non-transgendered students and people. So the bottom line is, here we are, conveniently, just before a presidential election, this whole matter is now taken off the table, politically speaking, by the Supreme Court. And the media, now listen to this, this is why I smell a rat. Number one, the media is misreporting it. Now, how could they misreport something of this important to the leftists? They're saying the Supreme Court has several headlines, and I can't remember the word. I don't want to misquote it, but basically the Supreme Court has done away with Obama's transgender order. But that's not true. They just simply put a stay on it, and they're going to hear it later. Perhaps. They don't have to. Now, the other thing that makes me smell a rat, where is the radical transgender movement? Why aren't they up in arms? Why aren't they going crazy? Where's the liberal media? Why aren't they continually going crazy about this? But they're not. They're strangely silent. And here's what I suspect. I suspect they knew, with all the uproar and 20 states suing and school boards across the nation and millions of parents in an uproar, this came out of the Obama administration. Hillary Clinton is basically going to be Obama on steroids. I'm sure she would continue this radical transgender agenda. But Donald Trump could use this big time as it gets closer and closer to the election. The Supreme Court has effectively taken it off the table. And I predict that after the election, they're going to hear the case and they're going to rule in favor of the lower court decision that upholds Obama's DCL.
Exactly.
I think that's what's going to happen. I pray I'm wrong, Bill, but I smell this rat, and I'm urging parents, you best do something about it now. And I've developed a mechanism for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell the audience about this mechanism. I saw what you presented here and, you know, what you said in your book, Be Thou Prepared, you have done the same thing with this particular topic.
Right. Yes, I have. I'm not one of those people that goes around crying about the problems without offering some kind of solutions. I always try to think of a solution to offer. Well, in this case, I have offered, and WND ran 3 headline articles on it, and it's been picked up by other media sources, and it's all over the nation now. And I've done some television and radio interviews on it, so it's become a big deal. But I devised what's called a compliance letter, and I've had it checked by attorneys, school board members, superintendents, and teachers. And based upon Title IX federal regulations and Obama's DCL, all of them so far have told me it's bulletproof. And I've been talking about it on radio and TV, and I've not had an attorney call up and tell me I'm wrong yet. But the bottom line is I used the DCL, the Dear Colleague letter, wording against the not the school systems, because most of the school systems are pretty innocent in this. I use it against Obama's order. And basically, very quickly, here's what it says. The letter says, look, I'm a parent of a non-transgender student. Title IX says that you have to protect genders. Now, Title IX, by the way, says nothing about transgenderism or sharing bathrooms or anything. It basically is a law that protects the rights of women from being discriminated against or sexually harassed in any institution that takes federal money. That's what Title IX is. But Obama has manipulated this to also mean transgender students. So my letter says, look, I'm the parent of a non-transgender student. My student has a gender identity as well. We want to celebrate and protect that gender identity as much as a transgender does. So the DCL says that the school systems are, quote, obligated to protect all students. It says that in the DCL. So we're claiming that right of the Title IX protections in DCL. You are to protect my child as well and protect their gender identity and their emotional well-being as well. Then the DCL gives a mechanism for protecting transgender students, but of course it applies to all. They just hope you don't see that. It says that if a transgender student becomes intimidated by accommodations, that they can ask for single-use facilities, and you have to accommodate them. So my letter says, look, okay, in addition to the fact that you have to protect my non-transgendered student, you also have to provide them with a single-use facility, because they don't want to be in a shower or a locker room looking at physical anatomy of the opposite sex in the shower with them, even though they claim they feel more like my sex. So, my child, we're putting you on notice under Title IX law and the DCL regulations. You are to provide my child from this day forward with single-use bathrooms, single-use showers, and single-use dressing rooms and single-use sleeping quarters as appropriate. You must do this. And so,
now, Carl, if people want to get their hands on this this response, how can they do that?
So many, it's all over the internet. But go to carlgallup.com. Click enter, you'll come to the main page, and it's the first big slider announcement. You can't miss it.
Excellent. We've got more from Carl Gallup's coming up. We're going to talk about how Hamas has infiltrated a prominent Christian charity group, and a couple of other topics, too, if we've got the time, because that's just the way things work between Carl and I. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the deadest, darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Boy, it's everything that we are and would want to be. It's all about life. It is the spirit of life. And we can only thank God for his power and might to that end, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez. Carl Gallup, senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, is with us. And our conversation continues. Carl, I know you were bothered as much as I was when you heard the news about the largest Christian charity being infiltrated by Hamas. I mean, this was amazing news that came out last week.
Yes, it was, and those allegations those allegations were leveled against the Gaza-based head of World Vision International, which is just, as you said, it's the largest Christian base outreach fund in the world. And the head of that in Gaza has been charged with diverting tens of millions of dollars to Hamas and its military wing. And now now we've got another major Christian group. I don't know if you're aware of this, but this has just come out, and I think in the last 36 hours, the same kind of thing has now been leveled against Save the Children organization. So what we're finding, apparently, Bill, according to these charges, that, you know, the Muslim terrorist groups, Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood and some of these others, they are infiltrating traditionally, at least in name and in most of their ministries and activities, traditionally Christian organizations, taking the funds that people are sending by the tens of millions of dollars from all over the world, hundreds of millions, and they're diverting funds into terrorism around the world. And it is shocking to people, yes.
Yeah, what is World Vision saying about this?
I'm sorry, you broke up. I heard the word World Vision, but that's all I know.
Yeah, what is World Vision? What is their comment on this?
Oh, okay. To the best of my memory, I don't have the article in front of me. I did comment philosophically and biblically on this article, and I don't have it in front of me. But to the best of my memory from reading the article, and I can be corrected on it, that they're not denying it at this time. I think it's become a major scandal, and I think it's pretty much it's not just a loose allegation. There have been some investigations into this for a while, so I think that they are embarrassingly dealing with it, yes.
Well, it's got to be, you know, especially challenging for, you know, those of us who have contributed to World Vision, and you say now Save the Children as well,
yeah,
has been impacted by this type of, this kind of incursion into this charity group.
Yes. No, well, it is, and I imagine it's going to hurt both of these groups immensely as word goes around the planet, because, you know, very few people actually want to contribute to radical terrorist infiltration. But you know, Bill, this is something that you and I have been talking about on our programs and on your program together. We've talked about this. You've come on my program. We've talked about this. This is the tactic. This is how radical Islamic terrorism works. They infiltrate. They infiltrate cultures. They infiltrate communities. They infiltrate organizations. They infiltrate governments. As you know, our own U.S. government has Muslim Brotherhood operatives in it. Hey, Hillary Clinton's chief of staff is Uma Abedin, with deep ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. She's married to a U.S. congressman. Now, you don't get much more infiltration and connections than that. And then, of course, you and I reported, and you remember, when Michelle Bachmann, sitting on this investigative council when she was a U.S. congressman, with five other congressmen on an intelligence committee, they were alarmed by the infiltration that they saw going on in the U.S. government. They started asking some questions, sending out legitimate formal letters from their intelligence committee, and they had their hands slapped. They were castigated in the media.
Right.
Yeah, you remember that. And most of it came from what I would call rhinos. Yeah. I mean, John McCain and John Boehner, they were the first two to attack. And then, of course, Marco Rubio piled on. And it's like, wait a minute, guys. This is what they're supposed to do. This is what we charge them to do. They're just asking questions. They didn't even make allegations, Bill. They just asked questions. And so this infiltration,
exactly,
and the political correctness of it is thick.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And, and this is why Donald Trump, though he may not be one with as much political finesse as some would like, this is why he's turning heads, and because he's asking questions and giving answers that, the established Republican Party would heretofore ignore and just say there's nothing here. So they've become complicit in all this, haven't they?
Yes. Well, yes. And Donald Trump at least is presenting himself as a man that doesn't kowtow to political correctness and the globalist agenda. Now, you know, he could go in office and wind up being, just as bad at doing all of that. But right now, I mean, that's what he's saying. Make America great again. Stop this Muslim invasion. At least let's do some vetting. Let's take care of our borders. And because we have a problem. We have a problem in America. Go up to Dearborn, Michigan, and ask if they don't have a problem. go up into Minnesota and ask if they don't have a problem with an influx, tens and tens and tens of thousands of refugees and immigrants from Muslim countries and building mosques and preaching terrorism. And the FBI says they're tracking ISIS cells in all 50 states of the United States. And then you've got congressmen questioning infiltration in our own government of terrorist related people to the Muslim Brotherhood. And they get castigated by our own politicians. I mean, this is madness. And along comes Donald Trump, who says, I'll stop the madness. And people are rallying to that, Bill.
Exactly. Well, Carl, with Hillary, exactly what you're going to get. As you stated earlier, we're talking about another term of Barack Obama on steroids, because the Democrats, Hillary and them, will think if she gets elected that this is exactly a mandate from the people. And so their policies will continue, the policies that have made America so vulnerable, that has compromised our relationships with allies overseas, that has empowered Iran, to go nuclear, and now we're finding out all these things that have been happening in the dark of night, including $400 million in cash as a ransom paid to Iran. But that really didn't happen, though, Carl. They try to tell us.
Yeah, I know. Listen, Obama's regime and Hillary's regime so filled with deceit and sleight of hand and out-and-out deception, out-and-out lies. And now we have more emails being released, more intrigue, more lies exposed, more ties to other nations and the possibility of bribes. And it is just the corruption is so deep and so wicked. And so you're right. You spoke brilliantly. If America puts Hillary Clinton back in, for whatever reason, you know, because they're all in the tank for, or because, well, I've got to vote my conscience. I can't vote for Trump. Well, if you don't then, and you weren't going to vote for Hillary, then you're actually helping to put her in. And if we put her in and she starts with this mandate and appointing federal judges, Supreme Court justices, lower court justices, and continuing the policies of Obama and Muslim immigration and refugees, et cetera, we're done, Bill. I don't think I've ever been so pessimistic about the possibility of a singular candidate taking the White House as I have with Hillary Clinton. This is, we're at a precipice, and
we're talking, you're talking generational impact, Carl, here. This election, I mean, every election is always important, but this one particularly, because of the Supreme Court justices that lie in the balance, and what Barack Obama has already put into motion, we're talking damage that would take us decades to recover from.
Right. Well, and let's not forget, Barack Obama said he was in the process of fundamentally changing America. We've watched that happen in alarming, shocking, unbelievable ways. And then along comes behind him Hillary Clinton, who's basically promising to continue that legacy and ramp it up on steroids. And right now, there's a Supreme Court justice position hanging loose. But there are three other Supreme Court justices who are now very elderly. Two of them have serious health conditions. So it's entirely within the realm of possibility that in her first 4 years or eight, if that was horrible thing was to happen, she could wind up replacing four Supreme Court justices. Not only that, people forget about that. She has the ability to replace federal court judges, lower federal court judges. I mean, she could change the face of the entire judicial system.
Carl, and you know, you mentioned you know, this political correctness and the cover that has been given to jihadist activists and attacks on the West, and you had comments to make about this whole issue of mental illness now, which is presented as the new cover for these jihadis.
Yeah, I did, Bill. We don't have much time left. I can hear the music, but
exactly.
The mainstream media is now saying, well, these are not radical Islamists. They're just mentally ill people. And, of course, my question is, why are so many mentally ill people suddenly attracted to Islamic terrorism?
Yes, and why are we still continuing to let them in this country and threaten our very sovereignty and our national security? Carl Gallup's on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Carl.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.